Hi, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 6A with Corey Guerin. Well, congratulations, first of all.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, tell us about the wedding and the nuptials here at City Hall, and of course, it's an exciting moment.
Yeah, no, it was really exciting for us. My now wife and I, we went down to City Hall on the off days, May 18th, right before the St. Louis series, and you know, we got engaged in December, and you know, we wanted to get married here, you know, here in San Francisco. It's an important place for us and our relationship, a city that we love and means a lot to us. And obviously, City Hall here is just gorgeous. So the way baseball works, you either have to do something kind of quick and short during the season, or you wait till November, December after the World Series to plan something. And we didn't want to wait. You know, we were ready to start our life together and get to enjoy this whole baseball ride as husband and wife. So we went down. We just had a couple friends and family join us and kind of took care of everything down at City Hall, and then had to hop on a plane to head to St. Louis. So it was great.
Well, don't forget your anniversary date. Do you want to say it one more time?
Yes, May 18th, 2017. I know some of the guys reminded me, you know, we were so excited and wanted to get married. We were just looking for the first available off day that might work with our travel schedule. And some of the guys were like, you know, this is going to be one of the toughest anniversaries that any ball player has to remember, because it's right in the middle of the season. I was like, that is a great point. But yeah, I'll definitely, today I'll never forget. So we'll have to get creative and figure out how to celebrate it every year, but it's a good problem to have.
All right, Corey Guerin joins us, and I know you had a tough plane trip to catch up with the team.
We did. So the team flew out in the afternoon. I think they ended up leaving around noon or 1 o'clock, but we were married at around 11:30. So we had a flight that was supposed to leave around 6:30, 6:40, and we got there, got on the plane, everything was going smooth, and then they had some, you know, mechanical issues, and it got pushed back, and then we got delayed again. So we ended up not getting into St. Louis until around 4, and didn't get into the hotel and in bed until around 5. So fortunately, the baseball schedule allows for a little late afternoon sleep time, so we slept in. I don't think we got out of bed till around 2, but that's perfectly normal in baseball, so it's one of the perks. So got caught up on our sleep for those first 2-3 days in St. Louis, and good to go now. But yeah, as we were sitting there, and we had our dog with us too on the plane, we were like, please do not be delayed. So I didn't know what we would do if it ended up getting canceled. It's not like there are a ton of flights going into St. Louis, so we were fortunate to get out. But yeah, not quite how we drew it up.
Okay, well, that's a wedding day for you. All right, very good. The Braves are in town. It's always interesting for you.
It is. Yeah, I began my career with Atlanta, spent, you know, 2007 to 2014 there before coming over here. So, you know, there's been a lot of turnover with Atlanta and that organization, you know, as far as the players go. I think Freddie and Julio Teheran are the last two guys still that I played with there. I know a lot of the players and pretty much all the staff and front office still know those guys. So it's always fun getting to play against them, you know, both here and there. You know, this matchup was my first matchup in the major leagues. You know, I came to San Francisco with the Giants in 2011 when I got called up, and you know, so it was just like this. Actually, it was a weekend series, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it's definitely special for me getting to play against them, now being on the other side of the field, and it's, you know, just how I like it.
All right, very good. Corey Guerin joins us. Let's talk baseball. The club is struggling a little bit now. 20 wins, and who knows how many losses. I'm not even going to add them up. But there's a point in the baseball season you say, well, we got to turn it on. Has that point come?
You know, the way baseball works, you kind of go day to day. You know, there's the old cliche, you know, take them one game at a time, and it's a cliche for a reason. It's because it's true. You know, honestly, I feel like, you know, we have been playing better baseball as of late, you know, going into St. Louis, coming off that series with L.A., in Cincinnati. You know, I think, you know, we played some good games there in Chicago. You know, if one or two of those games goes the opposite way, I think we're having a different conversation right now. So, you know, I think we still have a good team. We got a great group of guys. We're putting together good at-bats. You know, starters are throwing the ball well. And it's a long season. You know, we're still in the early parts of it. And I think, you know, the way that we started the season last year and kind of finished the season last year compared to now, you know, this is the same team that has the ability to put, you know, the best record in baseball out there. So I think everybody sees it that way. You know, we go out there and we know that we have an opportunity to win every single day. The starters were running out there, give us a chance every day. And the guys are battling. line putting together good AB. So, I think we're all very optimistic about the direction this team's headed.
You were in Chicago. They have new bullpens in Chicago, and people were talking about it. You don't get to see the game, or you don't feel the game. What's going on out there?
It is different. It's very different. You know, you're used to going to Chicago and sitting on the field and dealing with the wind and the cold and the fans right on your back. And now they've got us out there, and it's nice. They've put some money into it and made the guys comfortable. But it is different. You're kind of out there on your own. It was raining pretty much every day. We were in Chicago and sitting in there, you can't even really tell. It's kind of dark. It's kind of cave-ish. It's different. But that's one of the things. As a reliever, you go and you experience the different bullpens and you figure out the adjustments you have to make. Whether it's all right, you're throwing in a heated, dry cave and you're walking out onto a field that's wet and a mound that's a little slippery. Those are just adjustments you have to make. So, as far as comfort goes, I think I enjoy being a little, more comfortable as opposed to sitting out in the cold. It's comparable to here, at least, the bullpen here, we're kind of down inside in the tunnel for most of the game. It's just a little different when you start to get ready, warming up in a different environment than what you're going to be pitching in. I think that's the challenge there. But, they did a first-class job of, putting together a quality bullpen case, with what you can do there. So it was a good experience. It's definitely different, though.
Boy, Corey Guerin, nice to talk to you. The basket came into play at Wrigley Field, and it's one of the more unusual ground rules I've ever seen, and it's the basket, and it looks like people can reach over. Who knows, but the basket.
Yeah, that's one of those things in baseball that I'm not sure why they still have those there, but it impacts the game. The play I think you're referring to where the homer yesterday, as we saw in real time, it's one of those things that you don't expect a fan to even be able to reach. The baskets there look like they're long, and that would never be an issue. And so, as we saw it happen, and in the replay, I think some of us were kind of wondering, what's going on there. But, the good thing about baseball is both teams are impacted by all the elements on the field. So some days it goes your way, sometimes it goes the other way. So it's just one of those things. It was a weird play, something I had never seen or really thought I would see that kind of thing happen really in a game there. But it's part of it. So it's some days it helps us, some days it helps them, and that's just how the game goes.
Yeah, the charm of Wrigley. Really, it has a charm to it, as old as it is. How are you doing? Your splits this year are reversed. The righties are hitting you, the lefties aren't. What's going on?
Yeah, it's just one of those things. Like you're talking about being early in the season. I've had a lot of balls kind of falling in, ground balls kind of getting through, and just the nature of being a reliever and how Boach kind of uses us. I just face a lot of righties. I don't face a ton of lefties. So if I get a couple lefties out and a couple righties get hits, the splits look very different. So, I go out there every day and I'm getting ready to get righties out, working on my stuff. And, over the course of a season, I think splits tend to end up where you expect them to. So not overthinking anything, at this point in the year. If, over the course of a week or two, if guys get some hits, that's just kind of how it goes. But, you just go out there, you try to get outs, try to focus on the things you can control, and that's about all you can do. So I feel good. Body feels good. Mechanics feels good. I'm not seeing a whole lot of different stuff out there, and I'm pretty sure guys would let me know if there's something going on. So, it's just one of those things. You kind of keep plugging away and see where you end up, and, you make those judgments at the end of the season.
All right. Nice to have you on the show, Corey Guerin. Congratulations. May 18th, we're always going to remember that. We'll remind you, and it's good to have you on the show.
All right. Thanks for having me, Marty.
More coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.